And welcome to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, we have Clifford Close with us as our special guest. So if you would like to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do and what inspires you.
Like you said, my name is Clifford. I do a lot of things, a lot of creative things, and unfortunately, none of them are really my full-time job, but I still love doing them anyways. One of the main things that I do is that I guess I'm a content creator. I have a couple of my own podcasts, but yeah. I guess the main thing that I do is that I have a YouTube channel called I'm Clifford Today, where everything is all focused on me talking about Christian music and entertainment and such, because that's what I grew up on. I give reviews, I tell stories. I have a bi-weekly podcast on there where it's more casual, but I also do edited videos where they're more like essays or documentaries, and those kind of come out every once in a while whenever I get one finished. The other thing that I do is that, of course, almost every music critiquer or whatever has to do music themselves. And I release music through a music project of mine called Sherwood Forest, and I'm the singer songwriter there and just collaborate with other artists. I basically do a whole lot of everything, and I also do sometimes stream on Twitch, just gaming or casual stuff.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your content creation. What forms of content do you create?
It's a mishmash of different things, but like I said, it's all mostly focused on Christian music. Sometimes I talk about movies and TV shows, but it's mostly music. And I do a mixture of reviews, but I also do documentaries that are more like stories involving other artists. Any stories that I find interesting that are worth a standalone video. Because there's some, I guess I have a sort of journalistic side of me that's, oh, this is a great story. People should know more about this. Or maybe I just have a particular thesis, I guess, some idea that would probably make an interesting video. So yeah, I do a lot of that. And also another thing that I forgot to mention that I've been doing a lot more for my podcast is that I've also, like what you're doing, I interview other artists. Sometimes they're music artists, sometimes they're just people that are also creative in different ways, but it's all wrapped around just Christian creativity.
Can you tell us how you got into the Christian music scene?
Christian music is something that I cared about ever since I was a kid, because I had that upbringing where I was only allowed to listen to Christian music for a while. I had my phase when I was a teenager where I branched out and discovered different kinds of music, but I still always had that passion for that thing that I cared about. And I noticed when it came to the YouTube spectrum, there were a lot of YouTuber music reviewers out there. You have your like Anthony Fantano or Todd in the Shadows. But I noticed that there weren't really a lot of YouTubers out there that was talking about Christian music. I knew a YouTuber that talked about Christian movies and such, and that was his niche. I was like, maybe I could do that, but for Christian music. And because I also, I'm very passionate about it, but also I have a lot to say when it comes to Christian music. I have a lot of critiques, a lot of complaints about it. I think that there's a lot to say about the, I guess, the Christian mainstream side of things, where it's, I think there's a lot to complain about. And so when I started, because I had my YouTube channel back when I was like 13 years old, and I just uploaded random videos, but then I decided to take YouTube a bit more seriously and upload more consistently and do this Christian music stuff. And I guess my goal was that I wanted to uplift what I thought was the good about Christian music that was going on that not many people were talking about, but also criticize the issues that I found with it. So that's how it all started for me.
I find that when it comes to religion and Christian music especially, or any type of religious music, people are hesitant to talk about it and put their voice out there. Is that what you found when you were first testing out your YouTube channel?
I think the first bit of pushback that I experienced when I first started uploading that kind of content was actually, surprisingly enough, from Christians themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know anything about Christianity, a lot of Christians, and this is a big reason why I decided to do this content, is that they feel like that they can't criticize anything Christian. Because mm-hmm. for a lot of Christians, being like a Christian musician or artist is like a calling and a ministry. And for a lot yes. of the, a lot of people, it is. Mm-hmm. But because of that, they feel like, oh, we can't criticize it because they're just doing God's work. So what? And so I would get a lot of pushback. They would be like, why are you being so critical, negative about these things? Yeah, when they're just doing God's work and they're yes. blessing so many people. And my response to that is just, you may be right there, but we're still humans. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of examples of Christians who fall short
yes.
and need to be corrected. So that was the big pushback that I got. I haven't gotten a whole lot of pushback from outside of Christianity mm-hmm. when it comes to that. I've had a few interactions, but not a whole lot,
yes.
I'd say.
It's the media, it's supposed to be catered towards Christians. So if you don't want to consume that type of media, then don't consume it. Just move on to something else. But
right.
I love what you said about criticism. There is a good way to criticize versus a negative way to criticize. When you're criticizing someone's art, it's pretty subjective. You have to mm-hmm. say that. It's up to the individual. And if you have a podcast or a YouTube channel, then obviously it's going to come from your perspective, and your perspective mm-hmm. is valid. So it's just might be your style, what you feel. And that's wonderful. I feel as though the only type of criticism that is demeaning, that isn't godly, would be one that is put out there just intended to hurt someone else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I try my best to communicate this whenever I can. Like, all of my opinions are my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone can take it with a grain of salt. I never claim to be any kind of expert or anything. This is just me mm-hmm. voicing my opinion. And if you vibe with it, that's fine. And if you don't, that's totally fine
yes.
too. I think a lot of people get bent out of shape, both Christian and non-Christian, when they find mm-hmm. art that they like criticized. But that's something mm-hmm. that I've learned, is that, like you said, it's all subjective. And so mm-hmm. try to not get too upset about it. And those are some of my favorite interactions, is when I come across people who don't necessarily agree with me,
uh-huh.
but we have a good constructive conversation about our agreements and our disagreements. And I think that, yeah, sorry, I don't know what I was going to add to that,
Can you tell us a little bit about the bands that you've criticized, or the music or the art that you usually... you nitpick certain details, or any bands out there?
The big problem about a lot of mainstream Christian music that I talk about a lot is that, and I guess you could say this about the secular mainstream world as mm-hmm. well, is that a lot of Christian music, especially what you hear on the radio and in the mainstream, is that it sounds the same. So I could name a few artists that I criticize a lot, but I think it's more criticism of the machine rather than
yes.
a particular artist, because it seems that the mainstream Christian music industry seems to think that everything has to be safe, everything mm-hmm. has to be cookie cutter, everything has to sound similar, we can't go too much outside of the box or
yes.
we'll lose our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I criticize a lot, because I feel like that's been a very new thing since like the late 2000s, I'd say. A lot of Christians that I talk to mm-hmm. talk about like the 90s being like one of the golden ages of Christian music, because you had a lot of diversity in terms of
right.
sound and voices and the different mm-hmm. kinds of songwriting. And that's basically the main thing that I criticize is that you have a lot of shallow, repetitive, cookie cutter lyricism.
Yes.
That it's just not challenging. And I'm sure there might be a time and place for a lot of those artists, but I try to push the originality and the authenticity mm-hmm. that just isn't often there. Yeah. So like I said, I could name quite a few artists, but the thing is that they just mesh together. That's the big problems right. that I talk about most
the
often.
The issue that you're talking about, I'd say it's applicable to all genres of music. It yeah. doesn't just pertain to Christian music. You look at some artists out there and their first single was a hit, but then the singles after that seem to just be replications of that first hit. And you're like, you yeah. need to come out with something new. You need to test waters. Because when yeah. you first had that hit, it wasn't because you were doing the same thing over and over again. It was because you did multiple different things, tested everything, and then found that was what worked for you. And yeah. I believe that artists can be stuck in that it's a closed box where they don't want to venture out of that closed box because they're afraid.
Yeah.
Yes, it's what you're saying completely. It hits close to home.
Yeah, and I think that can be the danger for a lot of artists. You have your artists that they have their one thing yes. and they just go with it. But I tend to have a lot more respect for artists who try something different
yes.
Every time, no matter how polarizing it can be. Mm-hmm. It's funny because there can be some bands and artists that I like. And then they come out with this album and a lot of the fans are like, oh, this is too different. And I'm like, oh, this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
yeah. And I think that should be something that Christian artists should do more often, because a big part of about what I say is that if we're Christians, we're reflecting God.
Mm-hmm.
And God, according to our faith, is the creator of all things. He's like the most creative person ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would we not try to replicate that? Because I just don't think it's very creative to just go with the flow and do the same thing that everyone else is doing. There's nothing wrong with standing out. And I think being creative and authentic is showing, I think that is glorifying God
yes.
more than anything. But yeah.
So when it comes to Christian music, in terms of lyrics, are you noticing that you'd like to see variation, maybe incorporate some Bible stories into the music or certain Bible verses? Or how would you like to see that variation with the mainstream Christian music?
I'd say I mostly just try to push people to be honest and authentic. Maybe that is through Bible stories or scripture. There are a lot of artists that I like that their lyrics are very scripturally based. And for me, the scriptures are beautiful. And so I like more of that, especially since I think that the Bible is like one of the most polarizing texts out there that is like really going to challenge you. Yeah, exactly. So I like a lot of artists that do that, but I also appreciate a lot of artists that talk about their own personal struggles and the things that they deal with. A big problem with Christian music, mainstream Christian music, is that they're all singing about something vague and generic that will get most general audience to listen to it and relate to it.
The lack of storytelling abilities you find like in the lyrics?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just a lack of
vulnerability.
Yeah, they're a little bit of story time. I do this thing on my show where it's an annual list of, well, I actually do two lists because I pay attention to what songs make it in the top 50 charts.
Yes.
And so I do these two lists where I list the top 10 worst songs of the year and the top 10 best songs of the year. And last year, my number one song was this song called Kind by an artist named Corey Asbury. And I named it my number one because it was a song that was just dealt with a lot of the issues that we deal with. And it was very like raw and like the verses he talks about. Yeah, sometimes, you know, Sometimes we deal with babies dying. Sometimes divorce happens and all these terrible things. And in the chorus talks about how, sometimes I raise my fist to the sky. Sometimes I'm mad at God. But in return, all God is kind to me.
Yes.
And I found that incredibly powerful because just how vulnerable it was and honest, but at the same time was still trusting in God. And so those are the things that I really appreciate and I try to push more. And that's what I would like to see more and more creativity and no more of the cookie cutter stuff that is just so generic that just the typical audience will relate to. Like for me, and I know a lot of other people like me, we just don't relate to that. Like the more specific and honest you are, that's what's going to speak people the most, I think.
No, I love that phrase you use, being mad at God. And Christians have this fear of saying anything against God. But if you can bring it back into a loving relationship with him, that's the pinnacle of vulnerability, of authenticness.
Yeah, yeah, because it's in our own Bible, honestly. If you read the Psalms, because a lot of people think that the Psalms is just all praise and all that. It is, but there are many chapters where the psalmist, usually King David, where you read it and he's, man, he's in a tough place. Mm-hmm. He's complaining and being like, God, all these people want me dead and I'm in the depths of despair. Mm-hmm. Like, why won't you help me? Mm-hmm. And that's in our own Bible. And you're right. A lot of Christians are scared to do that. But yes, we have to ultimately have an attitude of surrender to God.
Yes.
But the thing is that God can take it. And there was another song that I named my number one song of the year. It was the year before. No, it was 2 years before. As this artist called Toby Mac. He's a popular artist in the Christian mainstream. But not too long ago, his son passed away at the age of 21 of a drug overdose. And that was, of course, incredibly hard on him. And he wrote this song called 21 Years. Mm-hmm. And it's basically him just dealing with the sorrow of that. But ultimately, in the end, he is giving it up to God and trusting in God's providence and all that. And yeah, I think more Christians need to be okay with the fact that God can take our complaints and our doubts, just as long as they ultimately lead to an attitude of, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to trust in you. Ultimately, I may complain the whole time, but I'm going to keep holding on to you. And I love stuff like that. I love the fact that it's in our own Bible shows that it should be okay for us to do that.
Yes. No, I've noticed that even reading through the Bible, there's so many stories and that vulnerability where the characters can talk about their suffering, their pain. And even like the story of Job, where God kills off all of his family and then he's just left there and he doesn't know what he's done wrong. And that's questioning. And you should do that in your music because it's true. It's what you're dealing with. And if you're dealing with it, chances are that there's others out there who feel the same way, who can relate.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny you mention that because I'm actually reading through Job right now. Yeah, Job's another great example where I can't imagine all the stuff that he went through, like all of his kids being taken away and all of his property, and then him just being stricken with disease. I can't imagine. And so it's understandable the things that he goes through in that book and that he struggles with. And you're exactly right that Christian art, there should be more of that in Christian art and in Christian music because people can relate to that. People can relate to suffering. And it's not to say that's all that life is,
right?
But it is a big part of it. And when every song that plays on Christian radio is about how happy everything is and how all that, it's going to be a bit grating to a lot of people. So I think when you get specific about the things that you deal with, I think people some artists tend to be afraid that the more specific they are, the less they're going to relate to people.
Yes.
I find it's exactly the opposite. Yeah, the more specific you are about the things that you're dealing with, you have no idea how many people you're going to relate to and reach out to with that music.
No, I love how music and forms of art should be that outlet to be vulnerable. Because you can, instead of going out and imposing your beliefs on somebody else, complaining about your life, why not just put it in your art? And since art connects with other people, they can relate to it. It's not trying to put yourself onto them in a sense. It's not imposing your beliefs. It's not being pressuring them. You're just out there doing what you do best.
Right. Yeah. And I think that a lot of the best art comes through suffering. And I see, one thing about me is that I love movies. I love film. Mm-hmm. And I find that my taste in film is a lot different to a lot of other people, where movies are like, and I guess you can say this about music and any form of art, where that's like escapism for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to feel anything bad. They don't want to watch anyone suffering or hear about anyone suffering. But for me personally, I resonate with a lot of really sad movies. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even sad, but just, yeah, people are just going through a really tough time. And with music and all that, I just find it incredibly, I guess for me, it helps me to really struggle with the doubts and the questions of life and what suffering ultimately means. And so I just find that I relate to that stuff a lot more. And I totally get it. Some people, they just don't want to dive into that. Right. They deal with enough suffering in their life. And so they want to feel happy and good. But I think that there's a time and place for everything. I think there's a time for art to be beautiful and uplifting and happy, so to speak. But I think there's definitely a time for us to reflect on the negative side of things and all the bad stuff, because I don't like how people can be dismissive about that kind of art when it's really, I think it's really helpful and beneficial to society as a whole, I would say.
No, I'm going to use a cliche phrase, but you need the rainy days to contrast the sunny days. You need the rain to know how good happiness is. Because if you don't have the tragic, the melancholy, the sadness, then how do you know what happiness is? How do you know what joy is? Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful when you're in those moments of tragedy that you can find light, you can find God, you can find music and use that to connect with God, connect with other Christians. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. As a wise Dread Pirate Roberts said, life is pain, Highness. Anyone who tells you different is selling something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quote from The Prince's Bride. And I find that usually to be true. Life is pain. It's not all pain, but that is a part of it. And I think that art is a wonderful way to deal with all those things and to reflect on those things. And so that's why I find art to be incredibly important, especially in the Christian world. We need art to be challenging, and we need art to be, I guess, revelatory of the things that we deal with and the different sides and aspects of life, I would say.
Okay, so on that note, I'm going to wrap up this episode. Okay. Is there any social media channels, or where can we find you if we'd like to look into your music analysis?
Yeah, so socials, basically all I'm Clifford Today, like Instagram, Twitter, I'm Clifford Today. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm Clifford Today. And you can also follow my music, I'm Sherwood Forest, on all the platforms. We also have social media for Sherwood Forest as well. So just look for, I can't remember what our URL is for Instagram, but I think it's Sherwood Forest Band, something like that. But yeah, if you like go to my I'm Clifford Today Twitter or Instagram, there's an all my links and it in my bio, and it basically leads to everything there.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want more episodes, simply share with a friend or family member. And yeah, we hope to see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Hear the story say.